This is the fourth part of a five-part conversation. We're looking at the internet with John Simonson from WebStream Dynamics. Now, you're developing sites all the time. You're on the internet all the time, scoping out things, new tools, etc. What are some of the shortcomings that you see on a lot of the sites out there, retailer and or manufacturer sites, things that you feel would be better if they didn't have them on their site?
Biggest thing having is blending it all together. You got to marry the system together where the consumer has a certain function when they're there. They're task driven and you got to meet those needs. So you got to get them there as quickly as possible the way they want to present it and understand how to get there without being frustrated. I think that's part of the problem we're seeing out there still is consumers still spending too much time trying to figure out how to find what they're really looking for. I don't know if there's ways to better mirror things we do, for instance, in a catalog. I mean, I've explored this a lot. You know, women still like, you know, you get a catalog in the mail, and you can just flip through and browse through it so easily. But try to browse, do that same thing on the internet is still, to me, a chore. I think it's still easier to browse a catalog and just page through it and everything than it is necessarily looking through a catalog on a website.
I think that's true.
And it's something that's been driving me nuts because I'm trying to figure out, you know, find that answer.
How to make it more user-friendly, I guess, on the internet.
Yeah, because, I mean, people get tons and tons of catalogs in the mail. I know my wife does. And she'll still look through that before she'll look to the internet. She'll go from the catalog to the internet, but it's still easier to browse that catalog.
Yeah.
It's more user-friendly. I'm not sure what I'm looking for. Here's a catalog with all these ideas and everything, and I gain ideas from it and everything, and it becomes a useful sales tool, obviously, for that company because it drives them to the internet to, you know, then make a purchase from them.
With a more sophisticated consumer going on the internet more, seeing a lot of these fancier sites, getting used to purchasing more things on the internet, do you think consumers in general feel more comfortable buying floor coverings over the internet than they did a year or so ago?
Well, I don't think the user understands the internet better. The user understands that. They still don't understand flooring. So I don't think the user's changed to that sense. Flooring is still a major purchase that the consumer doesn't understand. So they really need their handheld. They really need help understanding what are my options. They don't understand their subfloors. They don't understand what's going over, and so it becomes more difficult for them when it comes to flooring than, let's say, you know, doing a review at Amazon.com on cameras or CDs or iPod or an MP3 player. You know, those are small purchases, and I can read all about it and that type of thing on the internet. Where flooring, even though there's a wealth of information, right or wrong information on the internet, It's still a major purchase that they really don't understand. They need their handheld through it. So the majority of people are still, they're going to end up not buying online, but going to that store to touch, feel the product, and get some expert advice.
Do you think most of the floor covering sites that you've seen, and I'm talking about the manufacturing sites, maybe some of the major retailer sites, would you classify most of them as basically user-friendly?
Well, you know, it's yes and no to that answer. User-friendly, they're trying to find all the time. You'll see the e-commerce sites changing all the time. And the reason is they're continually trying to find better ways of becoming more user-friendly to the consumer. Today you see more and more where they give you options of, where you didn't a couple years ago, you know, well, what width do you want? What species do you want? What style do you want? What construction do you want? And so you fill out all these options, kind of like an advanced search, and click submit, and it gives you the floors based on those options. That takes a consumer has some kind of understanding really what they want. I mean, if you think about how they walk in a store so often, I know I'm looking at thinking of my dining room, I know my colors in the room, and help me decide what I want. I'm really thinking a hardwood. You probably won't switch me from that for my dining room. And I know my color, and that's all I know. Now hold my hand through it. And on the internet, obviously, when you get to the consumer who is just starting to explore, they're dreaming, you know, they really don't understand all those advanced search options. But the person who later on in the buying stage is ready to make a purchase would, and then those advanced search options become critical so they can quickly find what they want. So it's really difficult because you're trying to satisfy the person who just wants to explore my options and probably will not even buy online, but wants to explore my options and just browse and dream. And then you got the other person that you're really looking for on those sites, and that is the person who's ready, willing, and able to buy right now. You know exactly what you want, so you better allow them to find it very quickly.
I've got you. I can remember, and we've had conversations over the years here about the internet and floor covering retailers, and I can remember you saying, probably up until the last time, that basically the floor covering industry has been behind, I would say, in terms of internet sophistication than many other industries. I'm wondering if that gap is widening or narrowing.
Well, I would say it's not narrowing.
Okay.
The flooring industry is still the flooring industry. Retailers still take a week to answer their email or check it. And so, I mean, it's still, but that's, you know, it's not just flooring. You know, there's a lot of home decorating industries and everything, other industries that are still embracing the internet, so to speak. The channel is not, you know, where the technology channel is. The advertisers are not, you know, spending the money and the time for pay-per-click the way they are in some other industries. So, you know, I mean, it's a slow process to get the flooring retail, which is what we all want, manufacturer, the web developer, the distributor, we all want the flooring retail online, embracing it so that we can really enhance the channel and use the internet to its full potential. And that's not there yet. You have a lot of, you know, manufacturers that aren't even there yet. So it's just a slow process of getting everybody to realize the opportunities and to tap the internet for what it is.
Yes, and I mean, and the whole situation changes daily, it seems like. So you get further and further behind if you don't take action, it seems to me.
Well, there's still the web is saying there's a lot of hype on the web. There's a lot of things happening on the web that are, you know, cool, they're awesome, but they have nothing to do with flooring. You know, you got the MySpace, you got the getting millions of hits a day, you got the YouTubes and things like that are out there that are creating a lot of hype, getting a lot of users there, but it really doesn't pertain to the average flooring dealer or anything, because, you know, that's a different audience. They're there for a different reason. So does it really affect us? Well, in ways it does, I mean, but not directly. In ways I say indirectly is if somebody's bashing you on a blog or, you know, on MySpace or something, you need to know about it. You got to be aware of it. But it's totally out of your control, and those are things that make the internet hum that we all read about, but it really has no effect, direct effect on the flooring industry. And, oh, boy, I got to get on and be part of this.
This will wrap up the fourth part of a five-part series. We're looking at the internet with John Simonson, the president of Webstream Dynamics. We'll air the fifth and final part of this conversation tomorrow, and you're listening to Floor Radio.